الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we explained yesterday, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even in His commandments, which are somewhat difficult outward, difficult for us, but that also shows the great love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as ulama have written, whatever Allah has made farad, and according to the degree of it being farad, so much more it is beneficial and necessary for us. The greatest farad is to bring iman. And so that Allah has made it the greatest farad, the most important, and that is the most essential for us. We have to understand it, and all whatever was so important for us, Allah made it easily accessible also, and Allah Ta'ala made it freely accessible also. Easily also and freely also. To understand it from material examples, the most we need is oxygen. And especially present, may Allah remove this virus, but the whole world has seen how important this oxygen is. And we are all at the moment, without thinking about it, we're making sure, acknowledging it, we don't acknowledge. So to make shukr, and we don't know how to make shukr. But without this oxygen, we all know what to, if any, may Allah save us all and everyone who is suffering, may Allah remove the difficulties. But we can see without this oxygen, what is the condition of people. And Allah has made it such, at the moment, none of us, we don't think about it also. And then to make shukr of it is also right out of the question. And in any case, we can't make shukr of the ni'mats of Allah. And the shukr Allah has said is when we admit we can't make shukr. That is what is shukr. Allah accepts that then. Water is also a great ni'mat. Though we pay, and there also really we don't pay for the water. And for any ni'mat of Allah, we can't pay. The water, what we are paying, what we are getting charged, is for the people who are working, bringing it to our place. The pipes that were laid, the water reservoirs, the purification of the water, and then maintenance of all that, that is what, but one drop of water, nobody can pay for it. The only pay for that is shukr. And when we make shukr, that is when we have paid. Like that, every other ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also. One grain of rice, we can never, we can buy a kilo of rice, 5, 10 kilos of rice we buy, we are not paying for the rice. We are paying for all the people who worked on it, on the farms, the planting, the harvesting, all that, the transport, all that we are paying. But the grain of rice, one grain, nobody can ever pay, never pay for it. Therefore, Allah give us tawfiq also. When we eat, Allah loves that banda who says Alhamdulillah on every morsel. Allah give us that tawfiq. And when Allah loves you, so you're the beloved of Allah. Then Allah will make your Islam. You don't have to worry of your Islam. Allah will make your Islam. Once Allah loves you, then Allah Ta'ala does everything. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah explained this instance very many times from the teachings of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, that how does Allah Ta'ala make the Islam, that one person, ordinary person, common person, he somehow became closer, became friends with the king. And when he became friends, he became very close also. Regularly he used to come, and they had a good relationship eventually. And then the king used to go and visit, and he used to also go with in the entourage of the king. And he should see how the king went for his work, go and see all his places, everything is in order, etc. So one day the king told him, we are coming to your place also. So he said, King Salamat, Badshah Salamat, You, when I see you come with your whole, all your ministers also come. And they come in their, those days in, on elephants they used to travel. In our times, the big, big Mercedes, big, big BMWs. And they come with their families also sometimes. All the accommodation is arranged. I'm living in a little tent shanty, in a hut. How am I going to accommodate you? It's out of the question. So he said, you haven't understood me, sir. When I will come to visit you, I will build all and make all those facilities. I will build up a palace for you where I can come and stay in. I will build for all my ministers, all their quarters, for all their transport in our time, the garages. I will build all the garages. I will see to all those things. So the minute we, ordinary common people, and to go by the king, by Allah, Hazrat has explained in another place, easy way to become friends of Allah, just meet Allah every day. And the meeting, Hazrat said, make the zikr of Allah on one fixed time. And when you are sitting, ana jaliso man zakarani. Allah says in a hadith, a Qudsi, that I'm sitting with the person who remembers me. So we are in the company of Allah Ta'ala. And when we make that company, and now we have become friends of Allah, Allah will arrange everything now. Allah will make our islah. Allah will complete perfect islah. Haqiqi muslih, muzakki is none other than Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah made the complete tazkiyah. Hazrat also explained that when Allah Ta'ala makes this tazkiyah, how does Allah Ta'ala do it? One example also of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, that one king who had passed away, died, so the parliament of his decided that tomorrow the first person who comes at the gate of the palace, we are going to make him our new king. And Allah Shan, the first person who happened to come the next morning at the gate of the palace was a beggar. And not only a beggar, whose parents were beggars, whose grandparents were beggars. In other words, the whole progeny of theirs, their whole ancestry, they are all just beggars, nothing else. And but they had decided, so they made him the king. They put him onto the throne, and then all the matters came, all the what has to be done here, what decision has to be made about that, and to everyone's great, great astonishment, he's making perfect decisions for everyone. All the correct decisions he's making. When the time came for now the assembly to close, and he has to go and rest, so he told two courtiers, people working, come and put your arms under my under my armpits and carry me how a person of honor is taken and like that. So they said, we will do that, but Bacha Salamat first tell us that you were a beggar till this morning, and who taught you the adab and etiquette of the king, of how to rule the country, and how you should be treated, the respect and honor that must be given to you. How come you know all this? You were a beggar, your parents were beggars, your grandparents were beggars. Where you learned? So he said, that Allah who put me here, what difficulty is it for that Allah to teach me in a second all these things also? So Allah, the minute we just become Allah, Allah will look after us. So easy to become Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate all the ni'mat. So when we are eating, just to say Alhamdulillah. And very fortunate is that person who will say it, and say it with his lips moving, with his tongue moving, not only in his heart. And the ikhlas also, Alhamdulillah on its place, ikhlas is a great quality. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also explained that sometimes we get a diarrhea of ikhlas, an overdose, too much of ikhlas. So Hazrat explained one beautiful example by which we understand all this, and Allah reward our akabir, our ulama, how they explain to us by examples by which everything becomes so easy to understand. Hazrat said, like if a plane load of hajis from Saudi on Saudi Airlines are coming, landing at O.R. Tambo, And when they are going to be landing, the captain is also a Muslim, pilots, everyone. And the captain announces, we are going to be landing now. And we have got the wheels of our plane, which are the best in the world. No other airline has got the wheels that we have got. And we don't want to make a show about it. We don't want to show the people that we got this wheel. So we'll keep it inside. We'll land without taking out our wheels. And then everyone will tell the captain, please, your ikhlas, keep it for tahajjud time, keep it for haram sharif, but yeah, make riya. Take out your wheels, show your wheels. Otherwise, the whole plane is going to go up in flames. So riya, so ikhlas is a very great quality, but also it, on its time and its and adab and etiquette. And that is why we have to come to majalis, we have to associate with people who, by the fadl of Allah from our elders, what we learn, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say that with your Shaykh, the relationship which we should have. And he says, if you feel that your Shaykh is not really worth anything, but at least he stayed in the company of those people. At least that much. So you stay, you will also get that benefit. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Jalalabadi used to give this beautiful example. If you feel that your Shaykh is also a third class, first of all, you should think, am I first class? That my Shaykh, anyway, if you come onto the platform of a railway station and you want to go from Delhi to Bombay, for example, and the train has started moving already, now the only coach in front of you is a third class. And that also without reservation. You're just going to sit on a seat for 20 hours, 24 hours, and no place to sit also. But if you get on there, you will reach where the engine reaches. You will reach Bombay. And if you say, I'm first class, and this coach is third class, I can't sit in a third class coach, you won't get anywhere. So you just get on, and where the engine, and the engine of this whole train is Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the great, great mashayikh, they are the great boosters of this engine. So you just get on, and you will reach where the engine will reach us also. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, so just this Alhamdulillah when eating, and say it, and not only in the heart, but say it, and say it a bit loudly, and with the niyat, that others get encouraged also. So even this, Allah Ta'ala says that He will love you. And when Allah loves you, you are the beloved of Allah. So once you are the beloved of Allah, Allah will make our ikhlas. He will see to all our needs, all our necessities. He will see to everything. So easy. And there are so many ways to become the friend and the beloved of Allah. When a person is the beloved of Allah, as we read in another hadith, Allah informs Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so. You also love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, you get the love of Jibreel alayhi salam now. And then he announces in the heavens to all the malaika, Allah loves so and so, I also love him, you also all. Then his love is put into the whole creation. So much so that in animals, everything, they make dua for him. They have love for him also. And a person, one way to acquire this is that when a person makes nawafil, the optional, additional ibadat, then that person, he becomes eventually by the eyes by which Allah looks, the tongue by which Allah speaks. He doesn't become Allah anything, but now his whole, all his actions in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah makes that. Your whole islah is made. Your hearing is according to how Allah wants to. Your touching, your holding is according to Allah, to how Allah wants to. So all this so easy. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, this Allah Ta'ala in His commandment that He gave, which was somewhat difficult, that also is full of the love of Allah. There is nothing really, if we go and see it, difficult. It is filled with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And everything which is done in the correct way becomes very easy. And whenever a thing is not done in the way it should be done, then it becomes, it's a problem, it's difficult. So, for example, if a person gets a puncture, his wheel, and he's an old man also, he's got heart problems also. But if he knows how to change his wheel, he will be able to change it himself alone also. And today with all the technology, for example, to take to loosen the bolts, you can with a say, connection with your cigarette lighter, you put it and it will loosen your bolts for you. Your jack to lift the car, you also with the cigarette lighter you can. It will do that for you also. Now you just have to remove that wheel and put in the other wheel. And again, you don't have to even make that effort. That same gadget will tighten the bolts again, will lower the car. And now you might be tired, you can take a rest for 15 minutes, catch your breath again, and you can be on your way. But if you don't know how to do it, and you don't have the gadgets to do it, then you get you're a young man, strong, healthy man, but you don't know, you might take a chisel and a 4-pound hammer to start knocking the bolts off there. You'll damage everything there. You'll ask some 5-10 people walking past, lift the car, so I can take out the wheel and put in that. You'll make a hole because you don't know. So just like that, if we don't know the benefits and about Roza and the gadgets for Roza and everything else, Roza will be very difficult for us. And we'll make a big mess of the Roza also. We will keep Roza just as it comes in the Hadith. There are so many people who stay hungry and get nothing from the Roza but hunger only. Nothing else. They just got, they felt hungry. Many people made ibadat the whole night and they got nothing from the ibadat but tiredness, just staying away. So they didn't do it in the right way. And you do it in the right way, Roza will really become not only easy, but it will become a pleasure and a joy to keep Roza. All the whole of Deen. Deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy also. Yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Wala yuridu bikumul usr. Allah wants everything to be easy. But just to get it in line to do it in the correct way. For that reason, Allah gave us this wonderful, great silsila of our majalis, of connecting with our mashayikh. And every shaykh whose majlis takes place, he will say, it's not my, it's my shaykh's majlis. So we are really sitting in our mashayikh's majlis. And this is what is called this chain also that we have. We are connected. When we come here, we are connected. We not only here where we are, like for example, the tap. One person from the village came to a city and he saw that these people, they just open the tap and water gushes out. Comes out huge amounts, as much as they want to. We have to walk miles and miles and then we go and collect water. And how much can we bring home? Just one person with water on his head and he brings it home, difficult. So he said, I must get a tap also. So he saw past the hardware shop and he went and buy a tap. When he got back to his village, he called them all and he said, I'll show you people what a miracle. And then he put the tap and he connected it to the wall. And he said, now we don't have to go anymore up the mountain and down the all every to go and collect water. We just open it, we'll get. But when he opened it, just the air sound came out. That was all. No water, because no connection. So, yeah, we just need that connection. So the tap is here, but without the connection to the mashayikh, and when we shall reach, alhamdulillah, we have been given also, and this is exclusive to Deen and Islam also, that even our own personal self, all of us sitting here, inshallah, we all know our parents' name, father's name, some don't know also. They were adopted. They don't know who their real father is also. But we all know, inshallah, we know our grandparents' names also. But how many of us know our great-grandparents' names? And after that, perhaps all of us, we don't know then, after that. Or it won't go further and we won't know. But as far as our deen is concerned, the hadith sanad that we have, it goes right up to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sanad, his lineage, is also available right up to Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Of our own personal matters, our parents for example, if they're still living also, not only if they've passed away, how much will we know what is my father's eating habits, sleeping habits, in his private life, But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost every detail we know. And how it has been given to us, and how a person cherishes to know it. How Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istinja, how he made miswak, how he slept, on which side he slept, and during the night, if he had to awake, how he, what he did at that time, nothing else. As far as our tasawwuf is concerned, our lineage also to our mashayikh, right up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also fully on record. So what a deen Allah ta'ala has given us. So anyway, roza, which was also one thing which outwardly seems a bit difficult, it also shows the great love of Allah ta'ala. That first of all, Allah addressed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And the first place in the Quran Sharif Allah used this title is in Alif Lam Mim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqulu ra'ina. That's the first place Allah used it. And this is exclusive also for this ummah, that Allah has spoken to the ummah, to every ummati, that whoever is a believer, Allah is speaking to me directly. So this is also a very great honor. And if we think of that Allah has addressed me, Allah has spoken to me, Allah make us that we can understand this, what the value of it is. Then Allah said, Kutiba, that rozas have been made for us upon you. How? It is because we have to have a great, close, love connection with Allah Ta'ala. And if my banda feels I made it for us for him, he's going to feel a bit awkward that Allah loves me. And Allah Ta'ala, to understand that a little bit somehow, that when Allah Ta'ala sent Malakul Maut to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that what, does a friend, he was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, does a friend takes his friend's life also? A friend gives life, doesn't take life. And how Allah explained it, that does a friend, doesn't he want to come to his friend? That will take, as Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, in all the commandments of Allah, Allah takes half of your life, half, and he gives you 100 lives. Whichever command of Allah, we find it a bit difficult, whether it is fajr, whether it is tahajjud, which is nafal also, any command of Allah, controlling our tongue, our eyes, sometimes you are so passionate about doing something, but it's again the command of Allah. Like your life is going to go if I don't do this. You will give half your life, but in return for obeying and fulfilling the command of Allah, Allah will give you 100 lives. After that you will see really what life you got. In qisas, where a life for a life is taken, a tooth for a tooth is taken, etc. Allah takes that, but in return gives the whole of humanity life. One life is taken, and not only 100 lives, Allah gives the whole of mankind life in that. In all the laws of Allah, there is nothing but goodness. So even in fasting, and today there are those people who just do research all the time. And if we see their research, they have found that fasting is absolutely compulsory for a human being, for his health, for his well-being. What the scientists and the doctors have found, unfortunately, 99%, they only remain in their research. Whereas an ordinary Muslim who doesn't know any of those things, he's keeping the fast and getting the benefit. Like one time, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali, together with a few friends, they were eating apples. So one friend was peeling the apples. So one doctor friend was also there, and he said, all the benefit is in the peel. So, and you people are peeling it. So Mufti Saab said, give him all the peel. We will eat the apple. All the benefits are in the peel, so give him the peels to eat. So like that, they are all the time just in their research. And a Muslim who doesn't know anything, he keeping the roza, he doesn't know all the scientific research and all that, but he's getting the full benefit all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has given us what they need. So the roza, so many articles come on the great benefits of fasting, and that it is absolutely compulsory from a health point of view that a person should fast. It's the great, and if we keep the rozas, this is also important, as rozas are supposed to be kept. We open the roza as rozas are supposed to be open when we eat. anyway, our sehri, our iftari, we do it as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, like a doctor, a non-Muslim doctor who had come to Medina Sharif, and he was a very great expert, famous doctor. 6 months he opened his surgery, not one Muslim patient. So he was wondering why. And then he, when he inquired and asked, then he was told that we only eat when we are hungry, and we stop eating when still hunger is left. When still there is still desire for hunger, for food, we stop eating. So really this is what Roza is supposed to teach us also. That when you could keep your 12, 13 hour Roza, you could keep your 18, 20 hour Roza, then the whole year your eating habit. But unfortunately we do the complete opposite. On Eid day, we start off already completely opposite of 1 month. Whatever benefit we accrued on that one, the first breakfast on the Eid day, as though we never saw food ever, and we just like came out of the cage, and now we just go, why? Then all whatever we had, otherwise, really, a Muslim, so that doctor said that no, Muslims don't even ever, they don't get sick, they don't come. If we bring that, Ramzan is here to give us that, our dunya's benefit also. And if we do it with the spiritual, and that is the important thing, we will get all that benefit also. So to make it easy, Allah Ta'ala said, Kutiba, rozas have been made for us, so that love relationship with Allah doesn't get tarnished in any way. That a person doesn't feel that Allah, my Allah, He loves me, He's so kind, but He made me go through this difficulty. Now when He realizes, He will appreciate more. He will love Allah Ta'ala even more. And Allah from His side made it such that He made it easily for us to fulfill that command. Like any person we learn from here, anyone, a boss, anyone, he gives work to any worker, present the work also and make it easy for him. Tell him it's not difficult. Your little children also, when we are training them, make them understand that namaz is not difficult. Namaz is easy. To keep rozas, to speak the truth, to be polite, to be kind, to be honest, to be thrifty. All these qualities we have to teach them, and not just give them as commands, but make them easy. And we see how Allah Rabbul Izzat. For example, the hurmat of liqa, when liqa was made haram, Allah didn't, which was a habit that was from ages, which was right in the ancestry, the habit of drinking. Allah didn't make it at one shot, just made it haram. But Allah gradually, parda for woman, which is also even till today, because we don't have a proper Islamic environment, many women are not in parda. And to come in parda, it seems very hard. That also was done in such a way that it, when the command came for liqa finally, after gradual indication, finally when it came, liqa flowed in the streets and alleys of Medina, like when there is a heavy storm and the water flows like that liqa. And the old, it is said that the older the liqa, the more tastier, the more valuable it becomes. All that just, and a person who had it in his hand, he dropped it. A person who had it to his lips, he dropped it. A person who had it in his mouth, he took it out. This is how Allah made our tarbiyah. And when we today, with our children and whoever is under us, we just want the results immediately. And we have to use the iron first. And we want it, this is what, it's my way or the highway. You do it this way or you get out from here. With our workers we do like that. How Allah, where is the position of Allah? And where are we? And how Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful. What great lessons Allah Ta'ala has kept for us to learn. So Allah Ta'ala give us, when the command of parda came eventually, the command came at night, by the next morning, all the women had their burqas on, or had their chadar, and when they had to come out, they came out, they were completely covered already. So this is how Allah Ta'ala made it, that over
or this whole period and the whole training that goes from the life of Makkah Sharif, what the Sahaba went through, in Medina Sharif what they went through, but then the deen that became alive. It was such a deen that 100% deen was brought alive. And today we at least can make this niyat, this dua, and we, in our little way, whatever we can, we make also the effort that again deen must come 100% alive. We must not lose hope that it's impossible. Allah is the doer that time, He's the doer today. We try from our side. And at least that dua we can make, an intention that nobody is... And according to our dua, we will get sawab. According to intention, we will get sawab. That Allah use me to bring deen 100% alive in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will give the sawab according. Allah will do what He wants, what He is going to do. But we can make that intention. And a person can get high stages by Allah, just by the dua and by that intention. And then do whatever we can do, how much we can do, in the little what is within our means. We do what we can do. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bring changes according to that. And till today, how different places in the history of Islam, from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very dark days also came, and very bright and shining days also came. And this is also one thing, as passing we will just mention a little bit of it. It's got a lot of detail, but this what everyone goes through, all of us, and many ask this question over and over, we ask, everyone asks, we ups and downs. Sometimes I'm full in my ibadat. Sometimes I'm gone again down. Sometimes I just feel like doing everything. Other times I'm just feeling lazy, lethargy. I'm going towards evil now. And other times you go. So this is like the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. There is no better example for us which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left than the class of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They also, even in the battle, they suffered losses also. They became shaheed also. They had defeats also. And they had victories also. So all this is part and parcel of the whole procedure. If you only have victory, if you only have good days, we will not only get pride in us, we will think I'm God. That I'm control. Everything just goes how I want to. And we find enough people who say that also. That I'm in control of everything. Now when the other days also come, then you realize I'm a humble servant. If only good days come, then pride also comes. That I'm very pious, that's why my life is just going very nice. These people are all sinners, that's why they are suffering. So Allah brings the odd day also, so that you don't get that. And this is also the bitter pearl to give a great, sweet result. So in that Allah Ta'ala washes away all this nafsaniyat which is in a person, pride which is in a person. A person thinks, I'm God, I'm in control of everything. Allah washes that. Allah did it with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. In the battle of Badr, 70 Sahaba became shaheed. Allah Ta'ala, He knows His system, everything. They just had a great, splendid victory over the kuffar of Makkah. And there, just a little bit of a little error. And there, the Khalid ibn Walid came from the back, and the whole massacre of the Muslims took place. And in fact, in that battle, so much so, that people lost the direction. And they were fighting amongst themselves also. They lost direction. Rumor spread that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has become shaheed. They said, then now what's the use of living? And so what a condition Allah brought. And then in Uhud, Allah gave a victory again. Finally Allah gave, what a victory in Uhud. That also after initially, where in Uhud where 70 Sahaba became shaheed, not in Badr, in Uhud. And then after that Allah made those who suffered sufferings in the battle of Uhud, they must go and follow and attack the kuffar again. And there Allah gave again a great victory. So Allah's system works. So this happens in our spiritual life also all the time. Ups and downs will come. Nothing to get so worried about. We have to understand it. Allah give us the tawfiq. So anyway, with regard to rozas, Allah says, Al-Kutiba alaykumus siyam. Allah has made roza farad upon you. So yeah, again, just alaykum. in that word, the ulama have written, and Allah reward them tremendously. What a great service they have done for us, and Allah give us tawfiq to make dua for them. And if we can, whenever we do our nafal ibadat also, we do our nafal charities, lillah, sadaqah, sadaqah jariyah, nafal lillah we give, make niyat of all the ulama of the ummah also. Especially our asatiza, our mashayikh, and then all the mashayikh and the ulama of the ummah. What a great service. So on kutiba alaykum, on you, ulama have written that it isn't only your physical body, your physical roza, but on every part of your body Allah has made roza for us. That is when a person will really get the benefit of roza and understand what a great gift this is from Allah Ta'ala. Really, then as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when a person will know what Ramadan is, he will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. From any and every aspect, the amount of reward for every act, and usually we explain it that every nafal becomes a farad. But in the Hadith Sharif, ulama have explained, khaslatin. Anything you do becomes the value of a farad. Any good deed you do in Ramadan gets the value of a farad. Not only your nafal namaz, any good deed you do gets the value of a farad in Ramadan. So what a great reward. If we really understand what roza is, roza is not a hunger strike. Roza is not keeping hungry. Roza is not, I've got an upset tummy, so I'll stay away from food, so my stomach can come back in order. Roza is an ibadat. And when we'll do it as an ibadat, then we will see, we will wish the whole year must be roza. The benefits that we will get physically, our bodily, in every way, what great benefits we will get from roza if we keep roza. Kutiba alaykum, on you, on every whole body I've made roza for us. Then we will get the benefit. Roza has been made for us on the tongue also. Any person who gets control of his tongue, that person has really got his jannat and has found Allah already. And a person who hasn't got control on his tongue has lost everything. Any and small thing, he just starts swearing. He starts shouting, screaming, and accusing. And his life becomes Jahannam in this world already. He makes his house a house of Jahannam. If there has to be one person who is just always screaming, shouting, the peace is shattered completely. So, yeah, in our homes today, when we haven't learned how to keep roza of the tongue, we have brought this total destruction on ourselves. Roza of the eyes, if a person doesn't keep control his eyes, he brings destructions in his home. Today, where the fire of Jahannam is burning almost in every home. What Allah protect us that we don't even have to hear all these things. In good homes, incest which is taking place. All because of the eyes, the guna of the eyes. If you are protected with that, and it isn't only that is a haram child or a haram relationship which is carrying on. It isn't only that, but values, moral values. Every value is lost. When there's purity, then the values of valor, the values of generosity, the value of sacrifice, all those values automatically come in a person. But when they are illegitimate children, when everything is going haywire, then what else can we expect but besides drug addict, an alcoholic, a womanizer, a gambler? That is what you're going to expect. So it isn't just, so this roza is the remedy for all this. If we can see, namaz is a remedy. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz will stop you from all these lewd and terrible things. Roza is a shield which has come. As long as you don't crack the shield, it's going to protect you. And it will give you life. And in qisas, Allah has put life in there for you. Our whole deen, qisas is also one thing which is like very difficult and hard. To stone a person to death, to take the life of a person, and in the way, not on an electric chair, or not with an injection, but to take his life as Shariat has prescribed, stoning to death, etc. That is actually life for you. If the donkeys of the world don't understand, we don't have to become donkeys. If they regard it as this is barbaric and that, they are stupid, they are animals, they are worse than animals. Leave them to what they are doing. They don't understand. And how many places of the Quran Sharif Allah says the munafiq, these non-believers, they are mad people, they are useless, they are right off. Leave them alone. You got deen, you got sharia, you are the followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have got the great sahaba as the illustrious leaders of your great, great ulama Allah has made in the ummah. So this is what we have to follow. So if we keep the roza, so we see even in the word alaykum, what great benefits Allah ta'ala. Kutiba, and then again Allah says, kutiba alaykum usqiyam. Siyam has been made for us on you. Not hunger has been made for us on you. Not difficulty has been made. Siyam. Siyam, protection. Allah has made your protection for us for you. At the end, la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you get that protection. Roza is a shield. Roza is to protect you. It will protect you from all harms, physical harms, all our diseases. Today, what we have been made so stupid for a diabetic, he's on medication. And how much money? And then he's deprived of so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And then again, it's causing other diseases in him. If we keep rozas, no question of diabetes also. No question of any of these things. If we keep rozas, what is kept, roza, which Allah has said, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Then Allah makes it more easy again. Just imagine Allah, Rabbul Izzat, where Allah could just give command, 10 commandments, finished. This you must follow. This is the law. But Allah Ta'ala sent Nabiya Rahmat for us to implement it again. And then he sent all the great sahaba again, and all the whole lineage which we have got of ulama and mashayikh, how Allah has sent it. So Allah Ta'ala says, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. Don't think you have been singled out. Every time anything goes wrong in my life, I am the victim of circumstances. I am the victim of injustice. I am the victim of this. No, rozas, you are no victims of anything. The people of the past also we made rozas. So when they passed, you should also pass. They kept rozas, what is it difficult for you? And when Allah said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, I only made that amount of compulsory act which you can manage. So don't you be lazy, don't you hold back. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also said so much that a person's islah, every person can, but when we keep back and we don't want to give our full, then we suffer. Once we were in Jamaat and we had one alim with us, he said that in Jamaat, sometimes it happens also, sometimes a whole big Jamaat comes, few 10 Jamaats come. Nowadays everything is now with the phone and it's on technology and so Jamaat. So, but previously sometimes just 10 Jamaats come into one masjid. He says if you are sincere and you know how to handle matters, when you won't get frightened 10 Jamaats came. Or if 10 not people came to your house to visit, 10 families came to visit. You'll be able to handle the situation. You will be able to host them. You will be able to feed them. Everything. But you must be, you must have himmat. And himmat Allah gave you. Don't be himmature. Don't be, that ability which Allah has given you, you don't use it. Then you won't succeed. But if you do it, people, what achievements they made. Today you need a whole institution to do what one person did. As yesterday we mentioned, what one lady was doing, 10 ladies had to do how much. And really if you may see the work of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Thanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, the West feels that this were not one person, but it was a whole institution that was working. The amount of work one person did, a whole big institute can't do so much work. So this is what Allah Ta'ala gives. We must have that himmat. So Allah Ta'ala says, when other people kept roza, it's not difficult for you. See what they kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. Then Allah gives the great benefit of keeping roza, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. And Allah's la'al, what we learn in grammar, etc., that it is a possibility. But Allah's possibility is definite. It's not a possibility. That definitely you will get taqwa. If you kept your rozas, not you just stayed hungry, you kept roza alaykum on every part of your body, as you are supposed to keep roza, taqwa is a guaranteed thing. And with taqwa, Allah, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon, the friends of Allah are none other but the muttaqeen. So Allah Ta'ala promises taqwa on this. Allah give us the tawfiq to keep our rozas, which are kept, which are called rozas, not just to stay hungry, not only to stay away from food, drink and our sexual desires, but on every part of the body. And then see what great, what Islam is, what a ni'mat Ramzan is, what a great gift from Allah Ta'ala it is. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.